Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is Foundation Friday, October 8th, 2021. Steve Cypress here, and we are in the end of Chapter 4 in our multi-part series on the fantastic book, The Magic of Thinking Big, by Dr. David J. Schwartz. Chapter 4 is How to Think Big. And here, after the entire chapter, which hopefully you've been here with us, or even better, or both, you've gotten your own copy of this classic so you can go over it all the time, over and over, as I have done, and grow and learn from it every single time. Dr. Schwartz presents us here with a chart with a dozen different or so situations and two different ways to handle either one, to think like the petty thinker's approach or to take the big thinker's approach. So I'm not going to go over, there are 12, he numbered them. I'm not going to go over all 12. For that, of course, get your own copy of the book, but I'll go through a few of the ones here. So in conversation, the petty thinker, the small thinker, talks about negative qualities of his friends, the economy, his company, the competition, everything. But the big thinker talks about positive qualities of the friends, company, competition, everything. The petty thinker views the future as limited. Big thinker sees the future as very promising. The petty thinker competes with the average. Oh, we were just talking about this today when hiring, and someone asked, what is the average salesperson makes? And what's the typical commission? I don't tell them right then and there, maybe I should, but they're no longer being considered. I'm looking for the person, the big thinker, who asks, what's the biggest commission your top salesperson has ever made? That's the big thinker, competes with the best. The petty thinker obviously sets low goals. The big thinker sets high goals. The small thinker is preoccupied with security problems, but the big thinker regards security, it's a natural companion of success. Obviously, when you have success, you got to have some security. You have a nice big home that you value the contents of, you have put out an alarm system. When I lived in a crappy apartment, sleeping on the floor with eight guys in a three-bedroom apartment, obviously you didn't give a crap about an alarm system, right? So security is just natural outpouring from success. Same thing in everything, right? When you have a crappy beat-up car, you don't even care if you lock the doors. Obviously, you get something nice, you care about it more, you got to have some security. Same thing with insurance. You don't need life insurance when you're totally broke and single and whatever. Start to have kids. Whoa, now I'm thinking, what if something happens to me? Now that I have some success here and I'm gaining in life, now we look for security, right? I'll just skip right to the last one here. The small thinker magnifies minor errors and turns them into big issues. The big thinker simply ignores errors of little consequence. It's not a big deal. Life goes on. And life goes on for us here. I'll be back tomorrow on Social Media Saturday. That's it for Foundation Friday and another fantastic life-changing book, The Magic of Thinking Big by Dr. David J. Schwartz. As always, I highly recommend you get your copy and you give out some copies to people you care about, clients, family, friends, so forth. Catch you back here tomorrow on Social Media Saturday. Thanks for being here today. Over and out. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.